Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Heath. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Almon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Steve Kiefer. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Warren. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Sheridan. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Daryl Motley. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Steve Balboni. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Slott. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Onyx Concepcion. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Charlie Librandt. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Slott and he is out, White applying the tag. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Almon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. One out. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Almon. The throw from Slott and he is safe. Almon steals second. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Kiefer reaches third base with a triple. Almon scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Lansford moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Henderson scores. Lansford moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman is walked intentionally. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lansford scores. Kingman moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Frank Wills now pitching. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Heath moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tettleton hits a fly ball into left field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott strikes out. One out. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Warren fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Kiefer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kiefer. The throw from Slott and he is out, White applying the tag. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Slott and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground into right field. Heath picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Heath. Sheridan moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett is called out on strikes. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sheridan moves to third. Two outs. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Motley hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 1 in the game. Balboni is called out on strikes. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 1 in the game. Slott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Almon is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tettleton for the out. Two outs. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Kiefer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 1 in the game. Concepcion hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sheridan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Sheridan reaches second base with a double. Wilson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Athletics. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sheridan moves to third. Tim Conroy now pitching. Hal McRae pinch hits for Jorge Horta. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sheridan scores. Brett moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Larry Sorensen now pitching. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Lansford moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lansford moves to third. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a pop-up towards first. Balboni settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-2 in the game. Balboni hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kiefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0-2 in the game. Slott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-2 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kiefer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Concepcion moves to third. Dave Leeper now pitching. Lynn Jones pinch hits for Pat Sheridan. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-4, Royals. Keith Atherton now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Lynn Jones now playing right field. Greg Pryor now playing third base. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bochy pinch hits for Bill Almon. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Tettleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Athletics 4. The Royals will come to bat. Bruce Bochy now playing first base. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kiefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Balboni strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Meyer pinch hits for Steve Kiefer. John Way then now playing first base. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.